This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We are heading towards the end of the month of Þorri, one of the, I guess, Norse months from the ancient calendar. And it is known, and has been really in the last couple of hundred years, I suppose, for the Þorri food that you can eat, the Þorrimatur. Yeah?
Yes. This idea is still not that old.
No, no.
But the food is. The tradition of the food is. But actually, I think it was just a very clever cook or chef here in Reykjavik in the 50s that thought, oh, it's so empty after Christmas.
Right, okay.
I must find some way to attract people. And he put together in this, like we call the trog, the old style plate of wooden plate. He picked what he thought was the traditional Icelandic food, many of them fermented in misa, whey, thank you.
Yeah.
And so on, and very so classical recipes. And he took the name of the old Þorri month and in a way created the Þorramatur concept.
And I think if you go back a bit further, you can find some Icelandic students in Copenhagen about 100 years before that who thought maybe we should do something along these lines. So the tradition itself doesn't go back that far.
Well, at least we know that people liked to have gatherings, the winter festivals and all that. So that we can say is very old. And then it has just interestingly evolved and been linked now with this traditional food that many only eat once a year.
This is the voice of Bjarni, of course, because it's a new episode of Oidskuli. It's the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And the news is about, well, it's another outbreak of illness after one of these Þorrablót meetings where some people have ended up feeling rather unwell because of the food that they have eaten. Now, you might take a look at the photo that we have here on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. You'll find a link and you can follow the text. You might look at the food and think it would make you feel ill anyway, because a lot of Þorrablót food is the ram's testicles, it's the singed sheep's head, it's all of that.
Yes. In this short article, because they haven't found the reason.
In this one, yeah.
No, this one. But they found, sadly, in the other ones that were in the south, two places in the south, there was a very rare bacteria and a very so complicated bacteria that even doesn't, you can't kill it with over 60 degrees and all the traditional methods we use. So it was a very rare incident and just very sad incident, but still linked, of course, with such a big gathering. So therefore, sadly, many people got sick.
I suppose any kind of food could end up being poisoned.
Because I think there was no direct link with that kind of food. It was just unlucky event, really.
Yes, yes. And a second unlucky event, as we say in this particular story, in this short story, the cause is not yet known, but in a previous event it does seem to have been down to this particularly difficult to kill bacterium which caused the problem. So let's find out about what happened in East Iceland. We shall start under that image of, and just talk us through what's what's in these buckets then.
What's in the box?
Because these are the buckets of selection pack. You can buy these in supermarkets, can't you?
Exactly. Those are typical selection packs of the fermented ones.
Yes.
So it has to been drained then now. It was the whey first, like a very thin milk, if you like. And, well, let's see. We have we have lifrarpilsa. That's a round thing that is, you could say, maybe would be closest linked to haggis from Scotland.
Liver sausage,
exactly.
I've had that. That was quite nice, actually. Friend of mine made me that with rice pudding.
Absolutely. And that's I would say, I would guess, would be the thing that people eat almost all year round, and is the most common one, but the unfermented version, because the fermented version is, of course, much stronger, has this acidic taste. That's more Þorrablót style, but you can buy all year round, you can buy the normal version without problem. Then above that would be Sviðasulta, So that's then, you cut the sheep's head, you cut the little meat that there is, and you put it into a, well, you make a pot of it with then the gel of the broth.
Yes.
So you make like a solid piece of the sheep's meat with the broth. That's Sviðasulta, and above that is the famous testicles, exactly, the sheep's testicle in the same kind of broth, if you like. Yeah, it's made into gel, so formed in...
And pressed into a slice.
Yeah, exactly. So you can cut it in slices like that. Okay. But then, sadly, what's there underneath, because you can't see it very well, I would guess it would be just a part of a sheep's head, actually.
Yes, it looks like there's another one of those. Is that an eye? I think there's an eye poking up at me there.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I think it's just a sight. You'd see it from another side, yeah.
Well, anyway, that's a description of the photo. Mm, yes. let's get into the text beneath that. That's where we start, under that photograph, and you can follow along, of course, a link on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. We'll go through this from the start and then line by line.
Heilbrigðisstofnun Austurlands segir að margir hafi veikst eftir þorrablót í Brúarási. Fólkið með einkenni í maga og þörmum. Læknar eru að rannsaka hvað olli veikindunum. Þeir sem veiktust eftir þorrablótið eiga að láta vita af því. Það hægt að tilkynna veikindi á vef landlæknis. Enginn alvarlega veikur. Hugtök. Þorrablót veisla þar sem fólk borðar gamlan íslenskan mat. Hópsmit þegar margir veikjast á sama stað. Heilbrigðisstofnun spítali eða heilsugæsla.
Okay, let's head back to the start.
Já. Heilbrigðisstofnun Austurlands segir að margir hafi veikst eftir þorrablót í Brúarási. So the health institution of East Iceland, because we have, it's of course divided into quarters, so regions. So we call it then the directorate, you could say, of health issues in the East. It says that many have gotten ill after a Þorrablót winter festival in Brúarás. That's also a community center in the East. Fólkið með einkenni í maga og þörmum. The people have symptoms, einkenni, in the stomach and in the bowel system. Mm. Yeah. Læknar að rannsaka hvað olli veikindunum. Doctors are investigating what caused the illness. Þeir sem veiktust eftir þorrablótið eiga að láta vita af því. Those who got ill after the thorablót are supposed to let it be known, announce it. Yeah. Það hægt að tilkynna veikindi á vef landlæknis. You can announce or register your illness at the website of the general practitioner of Iceland, like we call landlæknir, the doctor of the country, is the term. And that, of course, is just made to trying to know more and trying to find out what really happened, because it's, at least when this was written, it was not at all obvious caused it. But luckily, enginn alvarlega veikur. Nobody is seriously sick. Hugtök, þorrablót veisla þar sem fólk borðar gamlan íslenskan mat. Þorrablót is a party or a gathering where people eat, and we can say it like this, old Icelandic food, but we are not meaning old in like past...
That's not where people got sick.
No, not past date, because that's, of course, it's all the tradition comes... It comes, of course, from conserving the food. That's the reason why it's done like this. But it's traditional, we would translate it, Icelandic food. Hópsmit þegar margir veikjast á sama stað. what would you call it? Group infection, já, hópur is a group and infection, smit, þegar margir veikjast á sama stað, is when many get sick at the same place, heilbrigðisstofnun spítali eða heilsugæsla. And a health institute, we could also translate this general term, is an hospital, spítali, or a health center, like a walk-in health center. Yeah.
So there was the story of the second infection, it seems, or possibly the third, actually. The third, I think.
Yeah, two in the south.
Yeah, the third Thoroblots infection, hopefully the last. And the good news there, as we read the story at the time of reading and writing the story, no one's seriously ill. Let's hope that remains the case. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, takk fyrir.
We shall talk again. RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.